Okay, so today is Daf Kuvav. We're on the Mishnah on Daf Kuvav. So now the Mishnah again is discussing, the Mishnayos are going through different types of language that is used to sell a field, and what the language, words again, words have meaning, and what the language means each time you use them. So over here you have the case where the guy says, Besimanov ubimetzarov. So what happens is, as Rashbam points out, as the guy says to his friend, base car offer ani mokalucha, I'm selling you a base car. I'm telling you the base core that's between the borders that you see. So you're assuming that he's a base core in between his borders. Turns out it's not a base core. It's either smaller or larger. So, pachos mishtos, if there's a differential between what the base core and what is actuality that is less than a shtos, then he gio. It's a different shear than we've had till now. But here, 1/6, if it's 1/6 more or 1/6 less, then The sale is final. Ad shtus yinache. But if it's more than a shtus, if it's more than a shtus difference, then you have to make the deductions. Either you pay more for the excess, or you have to reduce the purchase price because of the deficiency. But here again, it's a 1/6 amount. Let's look at Rashbam. So he says pachos mishtus hikio. Tahainu tveimi rova lasa kifle kaflaim. It's like four times more than a rova lasa. We mentioned a rova lasa was the previous amount, so he had discrepancy. And he goes to he says the shtus hainu kav lasa, because the shtus is one kav lasa. V'hachanami time lo dami lehen chaser v'hein yaser. It's not like we said hein chaser hein yaser. You had that was a differentiation of rova lasa. The hasam havi shiur be rova lasa v'hacha by tvei. But here, in order to get the discrepancy to make a difference, has to be more. Da kaven da amar base car offer ani mochlecha kehein chaser hein yeser dummy to kumim leel. Here it's sort of like hein yeser hein chaser hein yeser, which is like, you know, take it as it is. So therefore it can be any amount. So why, if it's hein chaser hein yeser, then it's as is. It's basically as is. So why do you have to have a discrepancy of a six? V'hashda amar base car b'si naman of a mitzvah ani mochlecha metfinan shiur of amin afilu pachos to segio. So then we give a little bit of a shiur, and we say it is. You say that it is sixth. The cave in the herelo on mitzarim, command the zavle sod is zo stomach. Because when you show the borders, as if you're saying this field as is, shebein shukatan, bein shgadol, el dahani my damar base core. But bottom line is, it did say base core. So we try to get it as close to the base core as possible. So it's sort of an as is sale, as whatever it is, but we still got to get it close to a base core as possible. And the chami made the shiur of a six, and then next Rashbam points out it has nothing to do with ono, which is also the same shiur of a six. It just happens to be that's what the chami said. So basically what happens is I'm basically selling this field as is, but since I add the word base core, so I have to get it close to a base core. So therefore I have a larger leeway of a sixth. If a large leeway of six, if it's up, if it's more or less than a sixth, then less than a sixth, then the sale stands. More than a sixth, then we have to start doing our calculations. The problem is going to be now, the Gemara is going to ask, well, what about a sixth exactly? Because the Mishnah seems to only indicate sixth, more than a sixth and less than a sixth. What about if the discrepancy between what he said, the base core and the actual size of the field, is exactly a sixth? That's what the Gemara discusses. Now, Itmar, Ravuna Amar Shtus Ki Pachos Mishtus. The sixth, exactly a sixth, is equal to, it's the same din as less to a sixth. Therefore, if the discrepancy is exactly a sixth, it's higio, the sale is valid, as is. Rav Yehuda Amar Shtus Ki Yoser Mishtus. Then a sixth, the din is like more than a sixth, and therefore the sale would not be valid. You'd have to now start. We now would have to start making calculations to fix the discrepancy, either paying more, giving more karka, or just deducting from the price.
Can I just clarify, when we talk about a six, are we talking a six of a base core or a six of the area of the field?
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. A base core is the area of the field.
Yes, but are we talking as the discrepancy being a six of a base core or a six of the area of the field? In other words,
he's selling. His case here is he's selling a base core, so a six of a base core is the that's the amount. That's the size of the field he's selling him, a base core.
Right, but if the field is bigger than a base core, do we count the discrepancy?
So I don't know. Because the case of the Mishnah is talking about a base core.
But
where
does it say that?
What?
That's a base core.
Rashbam. All these cases are base core. All these,
okay, fine.
Using that as a standard measurement.
That was the standard. That was the 60 by 100. That's the standard measurement of what's sold.
like an acre, let's say.
Exactly. So Itmar Ravuna Amar Shtuz Ki Pachos Mishtos, Ravuna Amar Shtuz Ki Yosem Mishtos. Ravuna Amar Shtuz Pachos Mishtos, that's how Ravuna's going to read the Mishnah, that the Shtuz is the same thing as less than a sixth, which means that even a Shtuz is Higio. Hachik Amar, this is the intent of the Mishnah, which is Pachos Mishtos, right, the Mishnah says Pachos Mishtos, so it says Pachos Mishtos, Vishtus Bichlal, inclusive of a Shtus, Higio. Then the sale goes through. Yoser Mishtus Yinake, but only when it becomes greater than a Shtus, that's when you start deducting or making calculations. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shtus Ki Yoser Mishtus, he says that Shtus is the same malacha as more than a Shtus. Vahachik Amar Pachos Mishtos Higio, less than a Shtus, then that's the sale is valid. But Ad Shtus, that's only up to a Shtus, Vishtus Bichlal Yenake. That only comes to a Shtus, but Shtus gets Ad Shtus, Vishtus Yenake. And the Shtus also gets have to reassess and redo the transaction. Okay? So again, we have a sixth. 1/6 Rav Huna says equals to less than a sixth, and therefore the sale is valid. And Rav Yehuda says that a sixth is the same thing as greater than a sixth, which means the sale has to be yinake. We have to do calculations. So Meisvei, there's a lot of girsa issues now. You see this long response. A lot of girsa issues. So if the girsa or the explanation is different than the way, we're going to explain this according to the second way that the Rashbam explains in the bottom thing. So if it's different in the Art Scroll, or it's different in the Sansino, or it's different the way you're looking at it, it is. Okay. So it'll be different. I don't know what it says there. That was the easier way to explain the Gemara. So Meisvei, he's quoting a Tosefta. Bisimanov ubemeitzarov. If you sell it, you sell a base core, bisimanov ubemeitzarov, using boundaries, pointing it out. So picheshtus, if it's less than a shtus, o hosir shtus, right, or more than a shtus, meaning if it's a sixth, we're talking about here a sixth discrepancy, harehu kishum hadayonim. It gets the same halachas as we know by shum hadayonim, and then the words higio are added here, higio, which means it's valid. So, vaha shum hadayonim dishtus kiyoshtim ishtusu. We know the halacha is that when it comes to shum hadayonim, we'll see what that is in a moment, if they mess up by a shtus, it has the same halacha as yoser mishtus. So according to the second way we're explaining it, this seems to be a kasha on Rav Huna. Because here we're saying that it's the same halachas as shum hadayonim, and by shum hadayonim, shtus is equal to greater than a shtus. And therefore it would be, what? So therefore it would be, it's not rounding, you're just using the halachas of the same. Shtus is the same thing as yoser mishtus. And therefore, it should be invalid. Problem is, the Brisa here says Higio, and the Gemara will get to that. So what's the case of Shum HaDayonim? Shum HaDayonim, as the Rashbam quotes it, in the Gemara in Ksuba says that if you have a person who owes money, and he passes away, and he has Yisomim, or he has an Almana that he has to support, so we have to evaluate his property. So how do you evaluate the property? The court comes in and does a survey to determine what the value of the property is, either to pay off debt or to support the almana, whatever the case may be. They need to evaluate the value of the property, and they mess up. So if they mess up one sixth, I think they have to redo it, right? If you look at Hashum Hadayonim, it's right in the middle of the Rashbam, in the middle lines. It's towards Hashum Hadayonim. When they make a mistake of a sixth, have a bitu mekach kiyesemishtus. It invalidates the sale. Basically, what happens is they evaluated the property, right? And then they sold it. Now, if they messed up a sixth, then that sale becomes batel and they have to redo it. It's not a perikal money in his own, it's the freshes. The kevan de medami shtus, the mechiras based kor de mas nisin, the kashum adayonim. Since now they're equating the sixth of our Mishnah to the sixth of Shum HaDayonim, Alma ki yeser mishtus hu v'yachzir. So it seems like it's greater than a shtus, that a sixth has the same halacha as greater than a sixth, v'yachzir, v'kashir Rav Huna. And that would be a kashir Rav Huna. But now Rav Huna says, Amalach Rav Huna, ula tameich higi yokatani. Wait a second. Look at the Tosefta itself doesn't make so much sense. It says that our case, 1/6, In our case, we're going to say 1/6 is the same halacha as Shumah Dayanim. Well, Shumah Dayanim, if they make a mistake of 1/6, it's Batel HaMekach. And now here the Tosefta says Higiyo, which is mashma that 1/6, the sale is good. So that's a kasha on you, Rav Yehuda. It's not a kasha on me, Rav Huna. That's the way the Rashbam explains it. He says, so, all right, Amalacha Rav Huna, Utameich, Higiyo Kaktani. The Brisa says, right, Simonov, Umetzerov, if you greater, or if you're 6 more or 6 less, it's Higiyo. And it's not Choser. Now, by Shuma Dayanim, the Chachamim, at least over there, the 6th, goes in the Mekkah is Batel. So what's going on here? Originally I thought the Kash was you can't learn anything from this Tosefta because the Tosefta doesn't make sense because it seems to be contradictory. But the Gemara is going to explain. Oh, so according to Rashbam now, Rav Huna is flipping the Kasha onto Rav Yehuda. We started as being a Kasha on Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna is flipping the Kasha onto Rav Yehuda and saying, look, we have over here that Pachos Mishtus. The Piche Shtus, or Hoshi Shtus, the 6th exactly, is Higiyo. That's like me, which means a 6th equals less than a 6th, and therefore Higiyo. So now Rav Yehuda has to explain Higiyo. Now that's now the Gersos, part of this is with the word, again, all these Gersos, sometimes they hinge on one word. We have the word Ella here. So if you have Ella, right, if you have the word Ella, that means we're still in Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna has to give another explanation. But the way we're explaining it now is that Rav Huna already flipped the kasha onto Rav Yehuda, so Ella doesn't make sense because now we have to answer for Rav Yehuda. Ella means we're going back on what we said before, so we're not going back on what we said before because now we're continuing to the kasha Rav Yehuda. So that's why this explanation takes out the word Ella and says and basically changes it to something about Rav Yehuda, where it says. So the answer would be now is that Rav Yehuda says no. It's when we say our case is like Shum HaDayanim. It's like Shuma Dayanim in one way, but not like Shuma Dayanim in another way. How does that work? He says, Kishum HaDayanim, Vilo Kishum HaDayanim. Kishum HaDayanim, right, remember, our Brisa said that our case also, if you sell by marking up with the boundaries, it's like Shuma Dayanim. And then it has a discrepancy between the halachas, because it says a 6th is Higiyo, where Shuma Dayanim, a 6th is not Higiyo. So he says as follows, Kishum HaDayanim Le Shtus. Okay, it's Kishum HaDayanim L'gabe, the halacha of Shtus, that in both of those cases, there's no Mechila, right? One second, go back to Rashbam. So if you look at the second to last middle sized line in the Rashbam, it says, Akasha Rabbi Yehuda, V'amlacha Rabbi Yehuda, L'dina Milokasha. To me, it's also not Akasha. He says that a shtus is not kishuma dayonim legabi shtus. What's the difference? See, when it's good at night, and then you have a question in your head, and then you have to. He says, "V'hadik hamidami leilu shum hadayanim hanimili b'shtutz." It's similar to shum hadayanim when it comes to the 6th. Ki hechi de b'shum hadayanim lo havi mechila, hachanami lo havi mechila. Oh, he's saying it's like shum hadayanim and not like shum hadayanim. It's like shum hadayanim in that a 6th doesn't equal mechila. Just like in Shum HaDayanim, if I mess up by a 6th, I'm not mochel, and therefore I have to be chozer. So too here, if I mess up with a 6th, it's not mechila. But the halachas then become different. There, I'll say it outside a second. There, if you mess up a 6th, the whole sale is mekach. Here, if you mess up a sixth, the sale is valid. You just have to return the excess. That's what he seems to say. That's what Rabbi Rashbam explains it. So he says, let's lo kishum HaDayanim, kishum HaDayanim. The kishum adayanim l'shtus means there's no mechila. We're not mochel it. We have to deal with the 6th. But lo kishum adayanim d'ilohasem over there, but the mekach. The mekach is completely uprooted. It's gone. But ilohacha. But here higio. And if you look at Rashbam, he says again the second wide line. Look to the first wide line. He says la'olam shtus mish. There's no mechila. We have to contend with the fact that there's a 6th. We can't just walk away. The lokashim of the yonim, the bishum of the yonim over there, bishum of the yonim, have a shtuz vito mekach, kid it's not hustle mekram bato. A six over there nulls the whole thing. Vilohacha higio. Here, the sale stands. Klomar, ena mekach batel, ela mekach, mekach kayim viyachsir. He says that you then have to, it mekach is kayim, but you just have to return, you have to return the excess.
But so I thought that this rule never applies to karka, even if it's more than a shtuz.
There's no, it's not onah here. This isn't onah. This is mekach tos. It's not onah. That's what we said before. There's nothing to do with onah.
It's the same measurement.
It's not that question, same measurement. It's called a, it's a mekach tos. It's a mistake. It's a mistaken assumption of the size. It's as if you sold me, I'm selling you two parcels of land and I sold you one. That's not a no. No is when I sell you, you know what you got, I just overcharged you for it. Here you got something different than what you bought.
What's yachzir? Till the six?
I think so.
Whatever you go over the...
Right, I think that might have also been a machlokas, but I think here it's, I think he's saying, for Yehuda is saying that you have to just, you have to pay back that excess. But if it's more than, that's the difference, then what's more than a six? Right, because it becomes... And that's the same halacha. Sixth equals more than a sixth, which means that you have to be yanakeh. Right? But here he's saying higiyo. So his here is higiyo means that you have to deal with it and deal with it as if...
So this is Rav Huna, though.
No, this is Rav Yehuda explaining it.
Oh.
That's his explanation. Yeah, so each one's going to explain it their own way. It's difficult to Rav Huna also because Rav Huna says... It's pichishtus or hosishtus. It's kashum hadayonim and higiyo, which is sort of contradictory in the. He's harping on the higiyo part, but still it says kashum hadayonim, but it's not exactly like kashum hadayonim. Right. That was the difficult part for today. Rav Papa zavin arameahu gavra. Again, I don't know how the art school does it. There are multiple explanations. Rav Shmam has at least. I think Rav Shmam has two, and then there's a third one that he rejects. So it's and if there's one that he rejects, that means that someone actually does. Explain it that way. So that's three. Okay. Rav Papa Zavin Aramehu Gavra. So Rav Papa purchased land from this individual. So Amrale, so this I think is the Mocher, says to the says to Rav Papa. Mocher is the seller.
Yeah.
Okay. The Mocher says to Rav Papa, have a Esrin Girive Mashre. He says it's 20, whatever the unit is, I'm not sure. 20, it's 20 units big. It's 20 units. Below Havi Ella Chemesera. Turns out it was only 15 units. So here he messed up by 25%. That's a big percentage. So Asa Kamei de Abaye. So Rapapa comes before to Abaye. Amrale, so what do I do now? He told me he's selling me 20 units, and he only sold me 15. And I gave him a price. I guess I paid him for 20.
Right.
So Amrale, no, Savart Vikivat. You knew the size and you accepted what you accepted it and you're good to go. And then it's yours. Right? Rashbam
says they have no claim to it.
You or a papa have no claim.
Yeah.
Right. You accepted it. So Bahatnan, so a papa then asked Abaye, what are you talking about? This guy messed me up by 25% of Bahatnan. Pachos Mishtus Higio. I'm just confused. Everyone's jumping in. I don't know if you're asking a question or just reading along. V'hatnan pachos mishtos higiyo achdos yinakeh. So it's more than a sixth. You have to do an adjustment. And here this is much more than a sixth. So he says hani mili. So Abaye answered, no hani mili hecha delol kamle begavei. No, the case of the mission is when the guy says, you know, base core with these borders, and you assume that he's right. You Abaye, you Rav Papa knew that this wasn't 20. You knew right away that this wasn't 20. You could tell, or you knew right away. You were an expert in the fields, and you knew right away, right?
Why did he stop it immediately?
What?
He stopped as soon as he figured it out.
Wow. I don't know. It doesn't say that.
So why didn't he check it out?
He knew already. He said he knew. Amrle Abaye, let's read the Rashbam. Amrle Abaye, Matzi l'meim l'cha, da'haydek amr kaf, lo l'seisecha kaf. Oh, that's a definite answer. He says, ha'esrim amr. Doesn't say it. Oh, here it is. Amrle Abaye, Amrle, the bottom of Amr Beis. He says, hani mili masnisin, hecham de lo kaim le l'lokeach, b'midas hasadeh. Well, the lokeach doesn't know. He didn't do a survey beforehand, so he's relying on the mocher. Avamar kamli begavei. You know, makira tasa dezo. You know this field. V'yodeya hayis she'ein ba'el kamishi masar. You knew it was 15. V'keva diadat machaltav hakirusa. So you know it was 15. He tells you 20, and then you paid for 20. Well, you knew it was 15. So why'd you do that? You must have been mochel the extra amount.
How do you determine that
a
person knows?
He did his investigations and he found out that he knew. He went into his house. He had a survey. He hired an architect. He had a contract. He had everything go out. That's what a court does.
Okay, see, it's funny because right before it says talking about the Abai, it says and he later measured it and it found that it was 15.
Where does it say?
Arsenal has that.
No, he doesn't say that. I don't know where Arsenal gets that from. The case is Havi Esrin gave him Ashrei, Amrle Havi Esrin gave him Ashrei, but Lo Havi Elacham Esrei. But really, it's only 15. Well, it doesn't say anywhere that he measured it. It was only 15. He said it was 20. It was only 15. Let's see. Get that from Rashbam.
I don't
know.
I got
to
Rashbam the whole time.
I got smart. Yeah.
No, Rashbam says, "Amar le, hahu mochel rav papa, hach karkar de mezabel lecha, havi esrim gir mishrei, esrim seyam idasav, 20 seya. We could go into Amar le b'simad of meitzarav. It's based on these on the borders. V'lo havi el chameishar tahin the pachas revia, but really it's only 15. It doesn't say he measured it afterwards in the Rashbam. I don't know. I don't see that. It doesn't make sense to me because what do you mean he only measured it? Then the whole point here of Abai's point is that you knew in advance." And you were mochel.
You need to advance a field. That doesn't necessarily mean I can show you a field and I will drive by every single day. That doesn't necessarily.
No, Rashbam says v'yadua ha'isa she'ein bo ela chamesha esra. You knew in advance. It's only 15. That's what the Rashbam says. We came in that. He'll close art school. Rashbam versus art school. Pass like the Rashbam.
Okay, my papa's going to argue that later on.
What?
This is my papa will talk about.
Well, why is he going to argue later on? He knew. What do you mean?
If he knew the field was 20, was 15, right. He would never come over and say to Abai that.
But the guy told told him 20, so that's the next case. So Morris says, Esrin Amarli, but he said the words 20, meaning what do I get out of 20? I'm supposed to get something, for the 20, right? Rashbam points out. He says, Ladas Kane, Amarli Kach, Shayashlim Liha Chasper. So then, he says, he must have said 20, his words of 20 must have had a reason. So I thought that maybe he's going to give me other field of 20 or something else to make up the difference. So Vai says, no, Amale, the Adifa Kesrin. What you can reinterpret the words to say that this 15 unit field is as good as a 20 unit field. But the fact that you knew in advance that it was only 15 and you paid for the 20, you're a mocha. That seems to be the case. He says, Amar Leah Abaye, Matzi L'Memelcha, he could have said to her, to you, the Hadak Amar Chaf, Lola Seisach Chaf, not to give you 20, Sherei Gam Hu HaYodeya She'ema Sode El HaMeshar. He may have also known there's only 15. El Da Difo Ke'esrin Shal Sode Acher Amar Lecha. He says, my 15 is as good as 20 of another field. Ul Hashpiach Mecho Amar Kain. And he said that for puffery, to show how great his field was. But since you knew in advance, I don't think that's right. I think it says, seems to be that since you knew in advance, then you should, and you paid for it. You're mochel. Tanya, we have a braisa.
It's a weird case. I mean, he says 20. You know, it's 15. You don't elaborate. You don't.
Right.
Expound. Don't.
Right. So now we have the paskin. Right. Well, Menachem, cases coming before the court that are very strange. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the meisa. This is what happened. Yeah, it's not like you're quoting a braisa. This was the actual case. This is what happened. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says as follows. So we're going to bring in now a case, and then we're going to come back. It's going to come back around to see why it's relevant to what we're talking about. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Ha'achin shechalku kevan she'ala gora le'echa mehen kanu kulam. So brothers are splitting the fields. And they don't remember, so they do a gora. They do a lottery. So once one of them gets his portion in the lottery, everything, kanu kulam, it's all done. What does it mean it's all done? Rashbam says, kanu kulam. Kolomer Zek, if you go, it's towards the middle of the short lines in Rashbam. Kanu Kulan. Kolomer Zek, Kanu Legamri Begoral, Velo Yochel Lasserbo. It's completely done. It's as if they made a kinyan, it's done. The Im Haim Shnayim, Zek Kanu Chalko Shnafalav, Begoral, Begam Chaver Kanu. So if it's only two brothers split in the field, once the first lot is cast, it's done. I get mine, I get what it fell on, and you get the other ones. Dami Yipogor Shani, Kim Hashani, because the second girl is only obviously going to fall on the second guy. If there are three people, he gets his chelik. No one can retract. And now the other two do a goral for the other 66% of the property. Right? And the other two are calling the other 2/3 to split when they're ready to split. So once the goral falls on it, you're done. So my timer, but what's the kinyan? What do you mean? What did the goral do? my time, or what's the reason why the Goro works? Am Rav Elazar, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. It's the same way when they divided the land of Eretz Yisrael, they did it al pi Goro, right? The pasuk says, I think it's in Bamidbar, Ach b'Goro yechalikas, the Sheva Osmatos avosam yinchalu. So they do it by Goro. So ma tchila b'Goro, av kam tchila, just like you can divide land there with a Goro, so to here you can divide land with a Goro. Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's a big difference. Not only did it have the Goro then, they also had the Ur v'Tumim. And we're not having the Ur v'Tumim on this Goral. In other words, I guess there's Smichas Das, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is the split of the land, because you have the Ur v'Tumim. He says, Im al holam bikalpi, kalpi is the Goral. I know that lesson from the Rishnayis in Yoma. Bikalpi, vi'ur Ur v'Tumim, afkan kalpi Ur v'Tumim. So the only reason why I work there is because of the Ur v'Tumim. In other words, you need, for a kingdom to be Chal, you need Gemiras Das. So what Gemiras Das do you have here? There, the Gemiras Das was God said. So that's the Gemiras Das. Here, what's the Gemiras Das? Just the Goral? So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Ashi says, no, you're still Koneh. Where do we find the Gemiras Das? Bahu Hana de Katsaisi Lahadadi Gomre Umaknu Lahadadi. It's, let's see what Rashi says. He says,
benefit of mutual.
Right. So Amar Rav Ashi, let's look at the Rashbam. Amar Rav Ashi, Laolam Kitchilas Eretz Yisrael Koneh Vigoral. It's like at the beginning of splitting, and the Koneh with the Goral. Or the Kashalach, and if you were asked, Imala Holon, would have had the Ur v'Tumim, he says, Hainu Taima, the Lot Sarit Kuli Hai. We don't need the Ur v'Tumim by this case. Mishum the Gomri Belev of Sholem, Umachnu Lemishal Gomiyad. Because there's a kingdom, there's complete Gemiras Hadas here. Mehani Gemar Daisam im Gorak Un v'Tumim. The Gemiras Hadas is just as valid as the Urim v'Tumim. There, they didn't even have to have Gemiras Hadas. Just the Ur v'Tumim said, and that was done. The benefit and the hana that they each have by now splitting the land and each one getting their own, and you not having a claim on my property, I'm going to have Gemiras Hadas to give you your property. So that's what they find in this Gemiras Hadas. Their whole reason why they want to get divide this is they want to break up the partnership. So if I know that you are withdrawing from my portion and I'm withdrawing from your portion, I'm happy with that. Hilkach ain rotsim she own aku bedavar. They want nothing to delay. The gomru makni adadi and they're makni. So the gemiras hadas here is the same thing as the ur v'tumim there. So itmar next case. It says in the base measures. Shnei achim shechalku. They're two brothers. Father passes away. They're splitting the estate. They split. Bolehen ach miminas hayam. All of a sudden, another son shows up from afar. Much more possible happened then. Today's day and age is not so hard. It's hard to find that case. Another son comes up. Turns out he's right. He's another kid. He has proof. So he has to get a portion. So instead of splitting the pot 50-50, they're supposed to split it a third. But what happens? They already split the property 50-50. So Rav Amar Bata Machlokas. Rav says it's all wrong. Everything goes back into the pot, and now split it one third, right? Bata Machlokas, right? Rashbam says Bata Machlokas v'yichalku lichatchila b'shlosha chalakim v'goro. Split it three ways. But Shmuel Amar Mekamsin. They are Mekamsin, which means what according to Rashbam? He says Mekamsin meaning you and I split 50-50, so what I do is now, notel kol echot shlish mechelko v'nos din lezeh. Each of us do is we take one-third of the 50% that we got, and we give it to our long-lost brother. Now each of us have a third of the property, because now he's taking two-thirds. In other words, we keep what we had, except we give out a third of what we have. Tosas doesn't like that, because he thinks, why should it be that those two brothers have more power than the other guy? So I can decide, oh, I'll give you a third of the property, I'll give you this garbage over here. So Tosafot doesn't like that.
No,
he's arguing what the definition of Mekamsin means. So he's arguing with the Rashbam. Let's look at Tosafot. It says, Peir Shakuntras, Tap Tosafot, Om Tosafot. Peir Shakuntras, Shiyitin lo kol echot shlish mechalko. Right? Umashmo tok perusha shlo begoral. It's Mashmo without a goral. And they just decide on their own what to give. He says, Vikasha, Dilama yigarohu. Why should he be less powerful? Shehem not lo begoral. They took their portions with a goral, yitnu masha yirtzu below goral, and then they give to him whatever they want without a goral. So Tosfos doesn't like that.
It's not that much of a difference if you technically think about it than what Rob's doing, because if he's
it's very different. Rob is saying take the entire portion and
redo
it.
But if you're taking everything that they have and goraling it up again, right. In essence, that's what you really doing.
No, but no, and there everyone's getting. I think what you're saying now is what's going to be Tosfos says, but that's not what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says is that Rav says the whole thing is bought. Everything goes back into the pot. Start from scratch. Right. Shmuel says you don't start from scratch. I have 50%. You have 50%. I decide without a goro. I decide which one third of my portions goes to the extra brother. That's very different because there's no goro at all. But Tosfos doesn't like that. Why should they have the ability? They get their property by a goral, and the third guy gets the property based on the whim of the two brothers.
Right.
They can give him the garbage. They can give him the ziboris.
Right.
So he says. So he says. El Mefarish Ri. He says Mekamtsin. He says basically what it is. Rav says redo everything. Shmuel is going to say according to the Ri that we have to look and figure out what's going on. He says. Let's say the three fields. And each of them took a field, in the beginning, each of them took one field. And we split 50-50, the third field. And when the brother comes, Yapilu Goral Kol HaSados. He had to redo the Goral, just like Rav, but he's a different state. He goes, the Ezer Shifu Goralo Yiske. U'le'inyan Zeh Lo Batl Machlokes. Im Yipol HaSadeh. He says, no, what happens is we redo the Goral. But if we, when redoing the Goral, that third field goes to the third brother, then you and I, the first two brothers, don't re-Goral the fields. We still keep his fields A, B, and C. I have A, you have B, C we split. Now the third brother comes. When we redo the Goral, the third brother gets C, I keep A and you keep B. That original split stays. We don't have to do everything back into the pot. Right. Okay. Usually. So Amale, but the question is how we pass the Shmuel, the way the Rashbam explains it or the way the Re explains it. So Amale Rav or Rav Nachman. Rav says to Rav Nachman, Li Rav, according to Rav, the Amar Batl Machlokes, who says this whole when the third brother comes, everything is uprooted and we throw it back into the pot. Alma Hadardina. He says that Hadardina, the whole din, right, since the split was not done, Al Das, the third brother, the whole thing is rejected. El Meata, so we have the following case. Hani Beit Lasa de Kaime, you have three shutvin, or three brothers who are three partners. The Azul Beit Raymond Iowa Paluk. And two of them come, they want to dissolve the partnership. So two of them decide to dissolve the partnership. The third guy wasn't involved in it. So Hakanami Machlokas, is that here, also over here, that...
Right, so
should we say the Batla Machlokas? Say over here that whole split is no good? We know the halacha is that it is good. So yeah, what's the distinction, the difference? He says, Haki Ashna, Hasam, Nachise Adaita Deblei Plasa Meikara. The big difference over there is that there, they originally went down into the partnership to split it three ways. So it would be a three-way partnership, but now we're going to split it three ways. Here, they had no idea there was a third brother or a third partner.
Right.
That's why the whole thing is bato. So the Gemara said, right?
So I'm saying that case, obviously there's no Bukhar, and it's a sister or something.
So that's why I said it could be partners. It could be partners.
The Yachim case, two brothers.
The two brothers is two brothers.
Right,
there's either there's a bechor that's dealing with the portions with the percentages adjusted for bechor, but it doesn't say. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Amalei Rapop." Right. So Haki Hashda Hasam Nachisei Adait Lebeit Klasa Meikara Hachalon Nachisei Adait Lebeit Klasa Meikara. So Amalei Rapop Lebaye with Shmuel the Amar Mekamsin. Shmuel who says that the original split is valid stays, and either they have to redo a part of it according to the Re. Or they just hand over a portion of theirs to the third brother, according to Rashbam. So the name of the Kamdina, he says that the Kamdina, even though part of the split is invalid, because part of the split now has to be handed over to the third brother, nevertheless, the rest stays, and it's not bato. V'ha Rav Ushmul the Amri Tarvaya, but didn't Rav Ushmul say, and this is a case we saw yesterday also, Kor Bishloshim Ani Mocher Lecha. I'm selling you a Kor for 30, Yochol Lachzabo Filip Sahrona. What the halacha was is that we can retract even up to the third. Meaning, I'm telling you, it's one sale. So even if I did Mashiach on 29 units, I still can. We both of us can retract before we do the Mashiach on the 30th because it's one sale. But Kor Bishloshim Sa'ah B'Selah Imocha. And I'm telling you, 30 slaw each sela. I'm sorry, I'm telling you 30 sela. Sorry, 30 kor. Each core for one seller, then each individual sale. So the Rishon Kona, that each time there's Mashiach on one, he's Kona. But the Kasha is, why? Rashbam says, Ul Shmuel, the Amrakan Tzimal Kamdina. Where's the Kasha?
Each one stands on its own.
Right, but he's saying, though, if we say, he said, why do we allow, why do we, the question is on the first part of the Raisa, why do we allow the sale to be retracted even at the very end? Right, let's just say Kamdina, that each part, yeah, okay, so you can retract and stop, you can retract and stop now, but why do we allow, I think that's the Kasha, why do we allow the sale to be batal? He says, "Shmuel the Amr Kansa Abba Kamdina." He says, "The Chol, look at the last Rashbam. The Chol Misha Nosel Davar Haroi Lo Ela Sheino Shenotel Shir Haroi Lo Ela Yoser." It's still going to be valid. So to here, he's taking what's Roi to him, but it's the wrong Shir. It should still be valid according to Shmuel because he says Kamdina. Right, Ihachi Amai Amr Shmuel Yochel Lachzerbo Mocher Afilu B'Sar Achrona Umotz Mialokei Kaf Tef Sayin Shabo Kfar Liyado V'Amai Hakever to have a royal little kor since he was royal to take a kor ki the Asti like that was the Tanai Le Mocher B'Mash Zizzacha Kfar Yiske Afal Gad Lo Yad Yoshir Roi Lo. You know, he's saying that why should he be able to retract in all these cases where the first case that we had before is that the split was done inappropriately. We still don't say he loses it. We just deal with that last piece to split that last piece. So to hear by this core selling the core, why is the whole? Can you retract the whole thing? Just deal with that last piece. I don't think that kasha is so great. I think the answer is better. He says, "Hasam avar abanim milz nichli lemochav nichli lokeach." There, the case over there, the reason why you can retract is because it's a market practice. Because the possibility exists. The Rashbam points out that during the time that we're doing this whole big sale, pulling 30 saw, which doesn't take time, there could be fluctuations in the price. So we're allowing the mocher or the lokeach to back out of it. That's the exact reason why they said that language. They're protecting themselves from swings in the market. So if the market swings, they can back out of it. Here, there's no protection for the swing in the market. Two brothers split, and they split it. When they did the split, it was kamdina. They just split it, did it right. Now a third brother comes, okay, we'll give him his portion. But there was nothing in the market that was done there to protect him. In fact, Rashbam says, Hasan gabi mekach avar bana milsa, klomar dekach tiknu chachamim, v'amru chachamim chiyocha laksar achim shakol meko, de basar das lo keach mocher azir rabbanan. The chachamim are going into the market practice to figure out what the mocher and lo keach would want. Right? It's nikhle lo keach sheyuchlu shneim laksar agmar mashichas kol mekach. The lokeach would want the ability to retract up to the very end. Shem tizo yuchel lokeach laksar. So if the price goes down, he can retract and say, "No, I don't want it anymore. It's cheaper. I don't want this price." Negam nichle lemocher shem tokir b'sol kach yaksibo. If the price goes up, he can then retract and get a higher price. Hilkach ledas king mocher mocher v'kan lokeach. That was their das. She yaksu behanafil b'sal achrona that they would have the ability to retract. In the second case, they didn't do that. The second case, they made 30 individual purchases. So once they finish each purchase, they're done. Right? He says, it's done. 30 different purchases. When it comes to splitting the land, Rashbam says, they want to get out of each other's hair. So the faster we do it, the better. Everyone, because the longer amount of time that we're stuck together, the less ability I have to work my land. I can't do it because I don't know what's going on yet. I want to till the soil to get my profit. That's a great line. A pot of partners doesn't get warm, doesn't get cold, because no one does anything. He's just waiting for the other guy to do it. Therefore, there it's kamdina, because I split my land, and now a third brother comes. I don't want it to all go back in and then have to redo the whole thing, go through the whole process again. I guess it took a long time. I'll keep this. I'll give him a little bit there, and boom, I'm done. And I can start working my field. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.